Please stand as you are able for the reading of the gospel. Now on that same day, two of them were going to the village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him.
Jesus said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?"
They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?"
And he asked them, "What things?"
They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet mighty indeed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women in our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him."
And then he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are. How hard it is for you to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory?" And then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures.
This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Thanks be to God. The story of Emmaus is the story of our faith. Jesus walks with us, even though we usually do not recognize his presence. Jesus enters into our sorrows and our difficulties. Jesus is that unseen presence that says, "Why are you so sad? Tell me your story," and listens to us and walks with us in that grief. Some people have a hard time making sense of life. Nothing makes sense. But we see everything through the life and death and resurrection of Jesus, and it all fits. Doesn't mean that there aren't mysteries, but we have a way of making sense of the world, like Jesus explaining everything in the scriptures to those disciples. Jesus is the lens through whom we see everything. Now, there's going to be more to this story. You know that. Our service will follow the shape of that story. When the disciples get to where they're going, it looks like Jesus is going farther, and they say, "No, stay with us." And partly, I'm sure, that's simply an act of hospitality. After all, they're followers of Jesus. They understand generosity and compassion and hospitality. But I think also, there must have been that sense that they just wanted to hang on to him a little longer. This stranger that they met on the road, "No, don't go, stay with us, stay over with us, we'll make a dinner." That too is true to our life of faith. There's something in us that reaches out, that longs to connect with God. And even though so often we don't exactly know what or why that is, there's something that we long for, this connection with God. And some part of us that invites God into our lives to share our lives with us. And there's this wonderful moment when, sitting at the table, Jesus takes the bread, blesses it, breaks it, and gives it to them. And then their eyes are opened and they recognize that that was Jesus. My guess is it's not just a peculiar way Jesus had of slicing the bread. There was something about the way he did that whole thing that makes them rush back and tell the disciples that they knew him in the breaking of the bread. breaking bread doesn't just mean slicing the loaf. It means sharing food. You know, going out for a cup of coffee doesn't just mean that you're thirsty or cold or sleepy. It's not the coffee, it's the company. When you take somebody out for dinner, it's not about the food. It's about sharing. When they say that they recognized him in the breaking of the bread, what they mean is they recognize Jesus in the sharing of life. That's what that means. And it's significant that as soon as their eyes are opened, they don't stay with him. He disappears. They don't stay in this little celebratory meal saying, "Ooh, toast, we saw Jesus." They immediately get up and go the whole 7 miles back to Jerusalem on foot, probably running half the way, to the other disciples. Because when we experience resurrection, it doesn't just lead us inward to our own good feelings. It also leads us outward to other people, to relationships, to the community. That's what the breaking of bread is. It's sharing. And the way in which they have invited this one to share this meal reflects the way that he has sort of invited them to let him share their whole lives. Some people ask, why is it at St. Matthew's, after we have had communion week after week after week, when usually we only have it once a month, why do we keep have to have it every week all during the 7 weeks of Easter? And when they ask that, the first thing I know is that they don't know much about communion. They haven't grown to appreciate it because they think it's something that we have to do, kind of like having to say the Lord's Prayer. And they say, you know, it's not so meaningful if you do it all the time. And I say, that's why you never kiss your wife, right? Has nothing to do with the repetition. It's understanding what it is. And here's the deal. Here's why we do communion every week during Easter. Because breaking bread together is a way that we practice that Jesus thing that they recognized at Emmaus. That's what made them go, oh, that's Jesus. We practice this way of sharing our lives. And yeah, it's pretty small and symbolic. It's just a little piece of bread. You just come up and you hold out your hands. You get a little tiny piece of bread. You get a little dunk of grape juice. But in that small symbolic act, there is this great practice that we are practicing. We're practicing how to share our lives with other people and share their lives, how to enter into their lives and walk that journey with them, how to do that whole Emmaus story, how to embody the resurrected Christ, the embodied love of God that has made it through death and is still here in their lives with something that gives them a little bit of sustenance and hope. And if you really think that it's one of those things that we have to do because Pastor Steve makes us do it, I really want you to come help me serve communion on Sunday morning and watch as these people come forward. What a miracle it is, and what a privilege it is. Now, I'm at a distinct advantage because I know all of you. And you're at a great disadvantage because I keep hearing how you don't know all of each other. But let me tell you what a wonderful thing it is to stand right here. And one by one, people come forward. And I think in my mind, you are grieving the loss of somebody that you love, the body of Christ broken for you. You are so excited because your child just won a prize or got accepted to college, body of Christ broken for you. You are worried about your child who's going through a hard time, the body of Christ broken for you. You have just experienced this amazing breakthrough in your faith, the body of Christ broken for you. You are going through a terrible dark time, the body of Christ broken for you. There is this gift that lands in our laps, this presence that says no matter what you're going through, God is here for you. And to see the way people receive that, yeah, some people just kind of take it and go. But you can tell for some people, they're really receiving God. They're experiencing something. They're connecting with each other. That is why we practice that. Because what we want is to be able to go out in the rest of the world and do that same thing. to live our lives in a way that other people know that they're not alone. Even if they don't recognize it as the presence of God, there's someone walking with them. Something that makes them say, no, don't go, stay with me. Something that gives them nourishment and hope. Something that sends them not only deep into their own joy, but out into their community to restore and reestablish and make new relationships. Community. So we practice that week after week. Because then what happens is somebody else, without having the words for it, knows that they have recognized the risen Christ in the breaking of bread, in the sharing of lives. So our faith is not something that we believe. It's something that we practice week after week after week, day after day, moment after moment, sharing life. Because that's where God rises from the dead in our midst. Will you pray with me? God of grace, open our hearts to recognize your presence, to receive the food of your Spirit, to become the body of Christ. Help us now and always to practice the breaking of bread, the sharing of life. God of love, we thank you for your continual presence, even when we do not recognize you. And we pray for the faith to receive your blessings, to be mindful of your presence, and to listen for your voice, and for the courage to trust your deep desire for us, that surrendering everything to your love, we will live in harmony with your grace. Amen. Breaking of bread isn't just taking a piece of bread and splitting it open. The reason you break it is because then it's really clear that you're not going to get the whole thing.
As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on, but they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it is almost evening and the day is now nearly over." So he went in to stay with them.
And when he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed it, broke it, and gave it to them.
Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?" That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, "The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread.